Chief of Staff of the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq, Brigadier General Joseph Anderson, said a U.S. airstrike earlier this week killed senior foreign terrorist Abu Usama al-Tunisi, who he called one of the most important leaders within al-Qaeda in Iraq. Speaking to reporters in Washington via video conference from Baghdad, the general said the elimination of Tunisi demonstrates the force's success in isolating and destroying al-Qaeda cells.
This was a dangerous terrorist who is no longer part of al-Qaeda in Iraq. His death deals a significant blow to their operation.
General Anderson says Tunisi operated in the town of Yusufia, south of Baghdad, where he oversaw the movement of foreign terrorists into Iraq, equipped them with bombs, and helped them merge with terrorist cells. He described the Tunisian national as a close associate and likely successor to al-Qaeda in Iraq's overall leader, Egyptian national Abu Ayyeb al-Masri. General Anderson said U.S. forces plan to strip al-Qaeda in Iraq of its power by decapitating its foreign leadership.
Will the AQI network in Iraq have the mobility, the power, the capability to conduct the attacks they've been conducting at the same levels with the leadership being severed? I think the answer is no. I don't think the Iraqis will fill in those roles without the foreign influence coming in.
Tunisi's death near the city of Musayib followed a series of raids that captured several of his associates. General Anderson said foreign terrorists commit most high-profile attacks in Iraq, including 80% of suicide bombings. Until recently, the commander said between 60 and 80 foreign terrorists were entering Iraq each month. He said border security efforts have cut that number in half. Alex Villarreal, VOA News, Washington.